Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to Jen McEwen, Managing Director for Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company. We'll be discussing the upcoming 15th anniversary season and this year's August Wilson monologue competition. Atlanta actor and director Eric J. Little gives us some tips on mounting a theatrical production. And R&B diva Kiki Wyatt stops by to chat about her new album, Kiki Covers, as well as her starring role in Bounce TV's Saints and Sinners. All that and more. But first, here's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Central Casting is looking for several actors for a new pilot titled The Resident. Filming will take place on Monday, March 20th through Sunday, April 9th. The pilot is looking for Caucasian men between the ages of 35 to 45 with olive skin tones to portray a still patient getting operated on. The actors must be able to lie still for long periods of time. The pilot is looking for East Indian men between the ages of 20 to 60 to portray family members to a particular character, as well as East Indian women with saris. Please submit pics, name, phone number, height, weight, sizes, and city location to resident@centralcasting.com and put what you are submitting for in the subject line. In other related entertainment news, the season 2 premiere of the Oprah Winfrey Network's hit series Greenleaf is this Wednesday, March 15th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The one-hour drama stars Keith David, Lynn Whitfield, and Merle Dandridge and takes viewers into the unscrupulous world of the Greenleaf family and their sprawling Memphis church, where scandalous secrets and lies are as numerous as the faithful. In theaters this weekend is Kong: Skull Island, starring Samuel L. Jackson. The film immerses audiences in the mysterious and dangerous home of the King of the Apes as a team of experts venture deep inside the treacherous primordial island. The film also stars John Goodman, Corey Hawkins, Jason Mitchell, John C. Reilly, Tom Hiddleston, and Brie Larson. That's this week's Casting Buzz and Entertainment News. I'm Reva Blue.
We live from the head down and not the feet up. And I'm a dorm with a frown that's making this up. And I'm fine. Under cloud nine. Yes, I wear the lamb's wool, the feet of burnt brass, and the wool defies gravity like the nature of a gas. And I'm fine, fine, under cloud.
You're listening to member-supported Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, and now the home for in-depth arts and entertainment. Now, back to Upfront with your host, Ray Cornelius.
For you.
You're right. The system is locked. They got me trapped. My name's here, but this ain't me.
Once again, it's the all-out trap.
Keep your hands on your cat.
And your boy,
watch your back.
He's at the catch in the alley. I tell ya, messing the best. Said the best is gonna help ya.
Scream!
You feel me? See it clearly? Holler if you hear me.
That was a clip from the Tupac Shakur-inspired musical, Holler If You Hear Me. The Broadway show will make its regional premiere later on this year as part of Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company 15th anniversary season. The show features music from the late hip-hop icon and was written by Todd Kreidler and will be directed by Leon himself. Here to chat about that and the rest of the season is the company's managing director, Jen McEwen. Well, good morning, Jen McEwen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ray?
Oh, man, this is so awesome. Welcome to Upfront. I'm so happy to have you on my show. This is amazing for me because, gosh, we've worked together for how long now?
Oh, 12 years, I think, actually.
It's been a very long time, and just been such an awesome relationship and sort of worked with you. Gosh, let's see, going all the way back to Horizon Theater, and then I think you were doing some work over at Theatrical Outfit, and then I think from there you landed over at Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company. So, yeah, this is sort of a full circle moment here.
I've marketed a lot of theater in Atlanta.
So we wanted to talk with you. You all just released, Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company just released the new season of productions that you guys will be presenting for the remainder of 2017 all the way through 2018. And you guys have three amazing shows that we definitely wanted to share with the Upfront audience and that we're truly excited about. And the first one is...
Okay, so to finish the year, we are closing our current season in July with the 2015 Pulitzer Prize-winning play Between Riverside and Crazy, which is an amazing play. It is set in this apartment in New York City, and it follows ex-cop Pops Washington. And Pops is going through a lot. He's got a nephew that's living with him that maybe is making some bad decisions. He is in a legal battle with the New York City Police Department. He's a retired cop, and he has a landlord that's trying to push him out of his rent-controlled apartment. So gentrification, issues within the police department, family issues. It is a roller coaster ride for about anybody.
I was going to say, it sounds like it.
It's action-packed. It's witty. It's funny, but definitely some topical issues. You know, at True Colors, we really focus on presenting plays that focus on diversity, inclusion, and creating a safe space to talk about race and difference.
Right.
And I think this is one of those plays that really puts a lot of those kind of subtle racism issues that we deal with at the forefront.
Right. Okay.
And then we have our 15th anniversary season. We've been here for 15 years. That's kind of crazy to think about. And we are kicking it off with this amazing project. We are going to be doing the regional theater premiere of the Tupac Shakur musical, Holler If You Hear Me. And it is a crazy, awesome partnership. Kenny Leon is directing. He directed it on Broadway in 2013. He's going to direct it here, but we're doing this awesome twist where we are having professional actors cast in the principal roles and then filling in the ensemble roles with students that are being cast from the Atlanta University Center.
Oh, wow.
So Spelman, Clark, Morehouse students. We've been kind of doing this year of education with them. We had a Q&A with Kenny in the fall where he announced the partnership. He did a master class where kids performed scenes from the musical, and some women performed a dance number. It was hot. And now we're going to audition these kids. They're going to get cast, and they're going to be treated like real actors in rehearsal with Kenny Leon. And then they are going to perform in our play. And he's kind of working this angle to incorporate some of their spoken word and poetry into the second act so that it's like Tupac with a twist.
Okay.
So we're opening that on September 15th. And then we move to August Wilson's King Headley II, which we've never produced. And it's set in the 80s, but I think is super timely. And then we're closing with this new play by this really hot playwright, Coleman Domingo. It's called Dot. Dot is the name of the mother in this family, and she is experiencing some early signs of dementia.
Okay.
And her grown children have all come together at the holidays, and they are having to figure out how this is going to affect their family.
Now, I want to go back, Jen, and sorry about that.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to the Tupac Shakur, The Holler If You Hear Me. This is not a biopic, but this is a musical that is inspired by lyrics from his albums, correct?
Yes. Okay. So kind of the rudimentary way to describe it is almost like a Mamma Mia.
Okay.
But we're using Tupac's music, but we're not telling Tupac's story. So we're telling the story of this artist named John. And it is kind of set in a blighted neighborhood. There are definitely some gang issues going on within this community.
Okay.
But it's a story about family and friendship and moving on, really. You know, how do we create change? But yeah, uses Tupac's music. So Tupac in 8-part harmony.
Okay.
Is kind of where we're at with that.
Okay. And then in reference to Dot, I remember this show actually premiered last year off Broadway. And as you mentioned, it was written by Coleman Domingo, who's also an amazing artist. I actually Instagram and tweeted, I believe it was during the Oscars, that he is the next major big actor to hit the Hollywood scene. And he sort of replied back with the raised hands as a reference of saying thank you. But I think he's an amazing actor. And so looking forward to this show, which I heard received rave reviews in New York City because it's such a timely issue. I think a lot of us are dealing with aging parents. And this issue of dementia has really, I guess it has not the issue of Alzheimer's and dementia has sort of increased in the African American community. So this is, I think, a very timely subject to be talking about.
So Coleman is an extremely talented actor, but if you think he's a talented actor, he is times that by 10 for his writing.
Wow.
The play is poignant and funny. There are very few things that we do at True Colors that don't have some element of humor in them. So the play is witty, it's funny. We read this in our play reading series last year, so Kenny directed a team of professional actors to read it out loud, and we did it in front of a live audience. We do this every year. This year it'll be June 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay.
And that's how we test out the work we're going to produce. So we read this play, and we got through the first rehearsal, and Kenny looked at me and he was like, "We're doing this." I'm like, yeah, definitely. Because there is something for everyone in this play. There is mom. There's two daughters, the oldest daughter who is feeling the burden of trying to lead the family through this. The youngest daughter who is trying to be a YouTube sensation. There's the oldest daughter's best friend who is a white girl who's hippie parents raised her in the heart of this black community as the only white family. There's the middle child who's the brother who used to date the white girl, but now he is married to a man. I mean, there's seriously something in this play for
right.
everyone.
Wow.
But something I didn't know that you touched on. So I was on, this is crazy. I was calling over to Emory to speak with someone. You know, when they put you on hold, it goes through the recording messages. The recorded message when I was on hold was 67% of newly diagnosed Alzheimer's cases are being diagnosed within the African-American community.
Wow.
So I had no idea. I said this to Kenny. I was like, because we hadn't announced the season yet, I was like, this is why this is so important. We work to curate these community conversation series around the themes in our plays to, again, create a safe space to talk about race and difference and issues that are affecting the community.
Right.
I was like, this is our calling. This is our calling to create a space where we can bring doctors together to talk about this disease and resources that are available.
Wow.
So the play is funny. The play is entertaining. But there is also, I think, an important service piece that we can tag to it.
Thanks, Jen, for giving us the exclusive on the new season, and we'll be hearing more from you. But first, here's new music from Nicholas Payton's Afro-Caribbean mixtape.
Cassie Davis here. You're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius. Take it away, Ray!
Every now and then, Upfront will talk to notable Atlantans in the arts and entertainment industry and get words of wisdom that will hopefully inspire those listening to the show. And my next guest is one of them. His name is Eric J. Little. He's an actor, writer, and director who's appeared in numerous productions for the Alliance Theater, Theatrical Outfit, and Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company. He has also worked alongside such TV and film icons as Samuel L. Jackson, Monique, T.C. Carson, and Jasmine Guy, and is currently directing a CAU production of Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. Here's the advice he'd like to give to individuals looking to write their first play.
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is just write it. That's what a lot of people told me. Is it the first thing? Because sometimes we let so much, like we dream about it so much and we don't put any actions toward it.
Right.
So we're like, oh, I can do this and oh, I can do that. It was like, well, do it. Just write it. So I had an idea for years, and it had gone through many, many different configurations and, you know, different thoughts. And I knew I wanted to do it. My grandfather passed away right actually after I moved here to Atlanta, like 3 days after I moved here in Atlanta back in 2005. And I always had a good relationship with my grandfather. So I knew I wanted my play. It's called Beautiful Feet. And I performed at the Atlanta Black Theater Festival this past October, 2016. And I knew I wanted to write about my grandfather, but it went through so many things. So what I did was, number one, I just started writing it. But then after a while, I was not finishing. I was just like, okay, I got to finish it. So the next thing, a friend of mine who's a playwright and actor, you probably know, his name is Paris Creighton III. Paris will always say, give yourself a deadline. So then what I did was I said, okay, there are some festivals coming up. There was a solo festival in Chicago and then the Atlanta Black Theater Festival. And they were both due at like the same time. I said, I'm going to submit to both of those festivals. Even if I don't get in either one of them, I want to submit because I'm like, you know what? You got to do it. You got to stop just saying. Submitted to both. I did not get in the one in Chicago, but I was blessed to get in the one here. And once I got in, then, of course, I think once you get that next move, it challenges you to say, like, okay, now what? And right, that's what happened. Right. So then you got to tap into your friends, you know, those relationships that you built. Excuse me. And then once you tap into those relationships, they'll help you groom, you know, get it together. And that's what I did. I was able to get Tom Jones, who, you know, is a great director, yeah, actor, playwright.
He's an Atlanta icon.
Atlanta icon, you know, and he works all over the world. And I've been privileged, you know, to work with him on some readings. And I said, listen, man, I got this piece. I want to do it. And he helped me out and we got it up.
Little also talked about how he successfully transitioned from his 9-to-5 to acting full time.
It was a blessing. It's one of those things that sometimes I think one of the biggest decisions I made was years ago. Matter of fact, it was 10 years ago. I had been doing some acting, but I really wanted to get out there and do more. And I was teaching full time in the school system. And I knew, I said, nope, this is not it. Because, you know, teaching college, it gives you more flexibility. Teaching in the school system, not as much. And I remember sitting there that day and I signed my resignation. And, you know, it was so many people like, really? And I was like, yeah. I said, no, I'm out. And the great thing about it, the crazy and the scary thing is I hadn't booked any acting gigs.
Wow.
I was just like, I'm going to do it. All I knew was I would be getting paid until August because for my school job. Right. But I know after August, no more checks will come in, not yet. But it was a blessing that work begets work. And I think once you get out there and you start meeting people and you start doing great work, other things will start to pop up. It's just the same thing, like I said, with my one man. It's like you got to take that step. You got to actually just do it. So it's a blessing. Does it get slow sometimes? Of course. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
You know, it gets slow. So you got to do different things, you know, beyond just being an actor. You know, I'm an educator and I've started directing. It's like you got to do different things beyond just saying, I want to be an actor. You know, that's cool. But right, it's like sometimes you will be an actor all day and then other times, you know, it gets a little slow.
I got a heart that beats here. And it's just as loud as the next fellas. I don't care if he's black or white.
I'm hoping that these young people get inspired to live their dreams, to do what they want, to take the full advantage of America.
Your belief in yourself must be so strong that it doubles everyone else's collective disbelief.
Kenny is a pillar in American theater. You know, he started with nothing when it comes to theater, when it comes to his career. And he built up everything that he has now.
We have the August Wilson Monologue Competition with all these young folks from all over the country. This monologue competition says to them, you could be anything you want to be.
Kenny Leon is dedicated not only to the theater, to August Wilson and developing a new generation of actors.
Through what Kenny's doing, by giving them the skills and giving them the tools to function inside this thing that we call theater, they'll be prepared. But the one thing nobody can teach you is being in the right place at the right time.
Statistics are brought out about how much the theater and the arts improves education levels in a state.
So this tells me that artistic expression is fundamental to human development.
I could have been out there smoking or something else to fulfill that passion that's on inside of me. But I don't got to worry about that because theater fills that spot.
Theater is like my first love. That's how I started acting.
My most impactful moment as a kid was watching live performances.
Just step into it. What you've got to be is the character and tell these stories. That's all you have to do.
And above all, remember, you are an American.
It's our tax money that provides the economy that we exist in.
Why, in this great country of ours, we elect people to take things from us.
So live, so live, so live, so live, for the righteous shall be lifted up.
That was a snippet from the 2011 documentary, The Start of Dreams. The film, which was produced by the Horn Brothers, follows Kenny Leon's August Wilson monologue competition. The high-stakes contest takes place in cities around the country and gives aspiring young artists an opportunity to shine and learn the words of the late great playwright. Here's the rest of my interview with True Colors Managing Director Jen McEwen with more about this exciting competition. Now, you're currently in Pittsburgh, correct?
I am. Cold and rainy here.
Right, right. For the, what is it, the
August Wilson monologue competition.
Tell us a little bit about that before we wrap up the segment.
Oh, my gosh. We, in 2007, True Colors founded the August Wilson monologue competition for high school students. This came from Kenny Leon and Todd Kreidler. Todd was August's dramaturg on his last three plays. August passed away after a very quick diagnosis and battle with liver cancer, about 5 months from his diagnosis. Todd and Kenny were grieving, and in this grief, they said, how do we preserve August's legacy? And from that conversation came, put his words in the mouths of the next generation. So we produced the National August Wilson Monologue Competition. We are in Atlanta. We just had our finals last week. 508 kids from Georgia competed in our rounds of competition. I'm up here. The Bill Nunn Theater Project is the host of the Pittsburgh competition. So Kenny and I are in town to support that since this is the first year of the competition following Bill's passing.
Wow.
So we have been up here supporting these beautiful young people acting. They've done a great job. They've crowned their two winners last night. And we're now going to take kids from 11 cities across the country up to New York for a long weekend of arts education. They get private conversations and workshops with Kenny. Last year, we took them to Hamilton, and they got to meet the entire cast, including Leslie Odom Jr. and Lin-Manuel Miranda after the show. They got to go to The Color Purple and meet the entire cast. Jennifer Hudson took a selfie with each individual student.
Wow.
I mean, what? And then they got... They get private tours of other facilities. We've taken them to the Apollo Theater, and they've gotten to rub the stump and do their own amateur hour.
Wow,
we've done backstage at Jazz at Lincoln Center with Winston Marsalis. So it really is a priceless weekend. And then the kids perform on a Broadway stage. They perform their monologues at the August Wilson Theater on West 32nd Street. And then the top three scores win cash scholarship prizes.
Wow.
So it's a program we're really proud of, and it really is beautiful to watch how this rhythm and these words of August Wilson resonate with these young people. Like, they get it, and they get it better and faster than us grown folks.
Wow. Wow.
So we're very proud of that project.
Yeah.
And I hope that everyone will go to augustwilsonmonologue.com and you can either join us in New York in May or sign up for the local competition in Atlanta for this next school year.
Well, Jen, thank you so very much for taking time out of your schedule. I know that we were sort of trying to figure out how you're going to do this, but we were able to make it work. And thank you so much for just talking to the Upfront audience about what's happening with Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company and this new season, as well as the August Wilson Monologue Competition. And best of luck to the students that will be going to New York City.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Keeping no candy coated Valentine. Memories of you, when you were mine. A tarnished ring on a tarnished chain. Times keep changing.
This is Jasmine Guy, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
You just heard the angelic sounds of R&B diva Kiki Wyatt along with Avant in their 2000 duet, My First Love. The versatile singer and reality television star is back with a brand new album of covers titled Kiki Covers. She stopped by the Upfront Studios this week to chat about the project and her new role on Bounce TV's original series, Saints and Sinners. Wyatt also opened up about who she'd like to play in a biopic and more. Good morning, Kiki Wyatt. How are you?
Good morning, Sugar. I'm fine.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to stop by the Upfront Studios.
No problem. I'm happy to be here.
And so we've got a birthday this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday.
Yeah, well, thank you. 34 was better. We'll see how 35 works out.
Oh, wow. Okay. 35? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I share that day with my little girl, my baby. She's one. Well, two now.
Two now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I think
she's trying to steal my spot. She needs to sit down somewhere. It's my world.
Well, we've got some really exciting projects that are happening for you. We've got a new album, Kiki Covers.
Yes.
You're also starring on Saints and Sinners. So let's start with the album, Kiki Covers. Who are we covering on this project?
Oh, my goodness. Prince. With Diamonds and Pearls.
Wow, my favorite.
Ain't it amazing?
That's my favorite Prince song.
Me too.
Wow.
Get out of here. And then I did Rihanna's Diamonds. Then I did Beyonce's Love on Top.
Okay.
Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
You redid Love on Top?
Mm-hmm.
With the church ending?
I had pneumonia.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, I mean, I still sang it, though.
Yeah.
I wish I had been at 100, but I was about a 49 and a half.
And then you said Whitney Houston's I'll Always Love You?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then Jeremiah's We.
Okay.
And what's the name? Pillow Talk is Zane. Who was the Pillow Talk?
Wow. But those are some amazing artists right there. Beyonce, Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Chris Stapleton, I did his Tennessee Whiskey. I don't know if you ever.
No.
You're as smooth as Tennessee Whiskey. You never heard that?
No, I've never heard that.
You're as sweet as strawberry wine.
Wow, no. that sounds great.
Oh my God. But then he goes, you're as warm as a glass of brandy, baby.
Wow.
He kills it. This dude.
No, you just killed that.
No, you got. I'm just singing it like he did it. You got to hear Chris Stapleton. He is amazing.
Wow. Now, what was the process of selecting these songs? Because these are, I would say, iconic songs in terms
They're
of the artists.
They're just my favorite songs.
From those artists.
From my favorite artists. Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to do a Shania Twain, and I wanted to also do Celine Dion, but I think I'm and Mariah. I think I'm going to wait until the next one. I'm about to do another one.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
People are loving it. They're going crazy over it. So, and plus, I did some videos for all, just, you know, like with the microphone and headphones.
So you just decided one day, hey, I just want to cover some of my favorite tunes and let's create an album.
Well, actually, my husband, Michael Jamar, is always snooping. And so, like, I'm always singing around the house. And he's like, baby, you need to record that. So I'm like, okay. So I recorded it. He was like, God, dog, how you gonna sing somebody's song that good?
Wow.
So then I just started doing it, and he was like, we should sell this. We need to put this out. And people love it.
Bittersweet memories. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye.
So then let's talk about Saints and Sinners, which actually premiered this past weekend.
Yes.
The season two premiere, which was juicy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I was sitting on the edge of my sofa
God,
there.
Honey, Lady Ella is a mess.
She is. Ooh. But you're going to be appearing on this new season. So let's talk about your character. And
yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Not far removed from what I come from. So.
Really? So now you're going to be playing
the First Lady.
Right. You're going to be playing the First Lady
of
too.
The new pastor.
Which is played by David Banner.
Yes. Right. And he is Pastor Green, and I'm Lady Green, and it's a mess. We ain't your traditional couple. We ain't your traditional pastor and wife, so we a little messy, but it's okay.
Yeah. Now, how many episodes are you going to be on for this season?
I'm not really sure. I know I did a whole lot of filming, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what was it? Now, we were talking offline before we started the interview, that you're actually a PK. So this role wasn't that far of a stretch for you. But how did you prepare to play Lady Green?
I didn't really prepare for real. I just let nature just do what it does. And I just had such a wonderful time. And then Russ Parr, he's the director, he's just such a sweet freaking person. Like, he is, like, I could chew him up and just swallow him. He is so amazing. And he just was like, Kiki, you are wonderful, you are natural, you need to keep on, girl, and you know, you are doing this part so well. Oh my gosh. And so that gave me confidence and gave me fire up under my Rudy Patootie. And I went on.
Now, but this isn't the first time though that we've seen you in front of the screen, and not talking about R&B divas, but you've done some other stuff before as well as stage.
It was a stage movie.
Right.
It was called In God's Hands. It was also with Swirl Films, which is the
producers.
Ones that are for the Saints and Sinners. And so I did that, and it's so crazy because when I think back on it, they were so gentle and so patient with me. I was going through anxiety real bad. I had just started having these attacks, and I wasn't sure where it was coming from. I didn't know why. But for whatever reason, they worked through it with me, and I felt so much better being on that set and being on that stage. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
They were very supportive.
Now, do you feel comfortable, a little bit more comfortable now being in front of the camera and
let me tell you something. Me and the camera, we are best friends. I am not scared of nobody's camera. I love it. It's amazing. It's really addictive. Like, I've heard so many actresses and actors say that, oh, honey, it's so addicting. I just, and I can see why. It really is. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. And it's a lot of different personalities. But I think my chops want to keep chopping.
Yeah,
for real.
So we may see you in some more projects coming up soon?
Oh, yes. I'm getting ready to actually do another stage movie play slash thingy with Stan Foster. I don't know if you know who he is, but
that name sounds very familiar.
Yeah, he's got big movies and all that stuff, and he's really nice. He's really sweet.
Okay.
And so he's taking a chance on a little old girl like me.
Now, I have to ask you this question because this seems to be the going thing these days, biopics. Mm-hmm. Is there someone's life that if you had the opportunity to, if you could play them on the screen, who would you want to play?
Oh, man. I think I would want to play Phyllis Hyman. But the only thing is, I don't like the ending part of her life.
Yeah.
And death. That's very uncomfortable. But as a artist, as a actress, as a, you know, just a person in the industry, I can see how you could do something like that.
Yeah.
But you just got to be stronger. But I could see myself playing that part.
Now, what's one of your favorite Phyllis Hyman songs?
Too many
to name, huh?
I mean, like, she's amazing. Like, Rochelle Farrell. Oh, my God. They should have just been slapped. I mean, ain't no reason it should just be that good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it just sounds so good. You could taste it.
Wow.
It's amazing. Wow. Yes.
Well, Kiki Wyatt, thank you so much for stopping by the Upfront Studios. We appreciate you coming by and talking about your new album, Kiki Covers, which is actually out that people can currently get.
Yes, it is available on Google Play, iTunes, wherever digitally music is sold.
Okay.
It's available.
And she is also appearing on the second season of Bounce TV's Saints and Sinners as Lady Green. And I can't wait to continue watching that this season. It's one of my favorite shows. And we're fans of it here at WCLK. So,
yay. Oh, again, and y'all be looking out for my own reality show, too. It's coming to you soon.
Oh, really?
I mean, honey, with me and my husband and our kids, we got 8 children, 7 living. And honey, when I tell you, that house is
okay. Now you can't drop that and not say anything about. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I mean, it's just gonna be about me and my life, and me and my friends, me and my family, my mother and my brothers, and my kids. And I mean, it's just, we are all clowns. Pray for us.
Wow.
I'll just say that.
And which network is it gonna be on?
I can't. Say.
You can't say that.
I can't. Okay. Not yet. Okay. No. Not yet. But hey. I bet you if you got DirecTV, you can get it. If you got Xfinity, you can get it.
Yeah.
All that. Okay. Yes.
All right. Thank you again so much. And
thank you.
Best of luck to you this year.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'd really like to thank my guests, Jen McEwen, Eric J. Little, and Kiki Wyatt. I would also like to thank my engineer, Mark Angel, and you. Please join us next Saturday, March 18th at 9 a.m. for another exciting edition of Upfront. You can also keep up with me during the week at raycornelius.com and on Facebook and Instagram under Ray Cornelius. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, has been brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.